Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Little Boy Bedtime. This file is perfect if you just feel nice and small, and it's really your bedtime. Now, I'm sure that you may not be overly willing to go to sleep just yet, but that's okay. Don't worry. I won't tell anyone that you're still awake, alright? So what we'll do is, you've been very good lately. You've listened really well. You've done quite a lot. I'm very proud of you. So, especially for you, I have a bedtime story. Now, I wasn't sure what to do at first, but I think, considering you're not asleep at all just yet, we'll go for an adventure. Does that sound good to you? Alright, close your eyes. Now, I'm not asking you to close your eyes to make you fall asleep. No. I'm asking you to help with your imagination. When your eyes are closed, it's easier to imagine things, isn't it? Because you don't get so distracted by the outside world. And you want to be a good little boy, don't you? So, you're going to listen, but I'm sure that you'll enjoy it lots. Now, you wanted an adventure. At some points I may whisper, so you better listen really, really carefully. Because we don't want to be found out, do we? We don't want them to know that you're still awake. Anyway, I'll start the story. This story is about you. See, you're a curious little boy. And some people have been telling a story about a cave with mysterious wonders. Now, a lot of people were afraid of the cave because caves are supposed to be dark and scary. But not you. You're not afraid. You're a brave little boy. And of course, you're also terribly curious. So you can easily imagine yourself walking through the forest, a beautiful forest path in the midday sun, feeling the rays of the sun caress your face, smelling some of the flowers on the way. But you're not interested in flowers right now. You're interested in adventure. So you continue your way, and you walk to the entrance of the cave. Now, the cave does deserve that slightly deeper note. The entrance looks very foreboding and dark. Even in the midday sun, the entrance looks almost pitch black. And just for a moment, because you're only a little boy after all, you wonder if you want to wander inside. But you do. I mean, there's nobody else to see you shiver for a moment, but you're still brave, and you're still going inside. When you walk inside, those first few steps are the scariest. The cave is really, really dark, but it's mostly dark because the midday sun is so bright. When you step into the cave, it's almost as dark as when you've just closed your eyes. Can you imagine that? That a place so nearby light would be so dark? But very quickly your eyes get adjusted to the dark. Your mind relaxes. Your body just stands still for a moment and wonders. And the more your eyes adjust to the dark, the more your mind lets go of the fear and the uncertainty. You embrace the wonder and the adventure. as you stand there in the middle of the cave, you start to notice things. There's a little sparkle on one of the walls, and there's another, and another. And the more your eyes get adjusted to the light, you realize that there's all kinds of things to see here. The walls have beautifully complex shapes, and here and there it looks as if crystal is lined inside the edges. As you walk slowly closer and closer to explore, you run your fingertips over the walls. They feel so smooth and so strange and so cold. The midday sun was warm, but this coolness is exciting and relaxing. You can feel how your head gets more and more relaxed, and as your fingertips trace over another seam of crystal, you seem to get tired. You've done so much adventuring and you just want to lay down for a while. And the cave is so nice and cool. It's so quiet that your head gets quiet too. So without even thinking about it, you sit down, you relax, and you drift to sleep inside the cave. When you fall asleep, you dream. And you dream of yourself running through a field. You've always wanted to fly, and you know that if you just run fast enough, if you just run fast enough with your arms wide, you can fly. And you run through the field, and you run. Go, little boy. And as you run, you can feel yourself drift slowly. Your feet seem to get lighter and lighter as you run. Your mind seems to get lighter and lighter as you drift. And soon your feet are not touching the ground at all anymore, and then it's like you've made a very long leap. And they touch the ground again, and you push off hard, and you fly. You drift through the sky, first low, just barely over the trees, but then you know how it feels, and you can control it. You can drift higher and higher, further and further away from your thoughts. And the higher you fly, the deeper you dream, the more and more you float, drift. You go deeper and deeper into the sky, just flying so beautifully high that you even arrive between the clouds, the beautiful white fluffy clouds, and you can fly through them and around them. And when you glance behind them, you see the hole that you left behind slowly closing as the poofy clouds just readjust. It feels so good. It feels so magical. You're flying. You can feel your heartbeat just slowing down as you drift through the sky easily. Deeper and deeper, further and further away. You realize that you're flying, you know that you've been dreaming. You know that you're so tired, that you're so very tired. You just relax deeper and deeper, further and further. You don't think at all anymore. You're so tired. So very tired. It's really time for bed now, little one. So hush, little boy. Hush and relax. Your eyes are already closed. Your mind is already dreaming. All you have to do is just listen and fall asleep. And slowly, I move around you and I tuck you in. I just make sure that you're all completely tucked in. You're such a good little boy. Such a good little boy. It's really time to sleep now, and you know it is, don't you? You've already stayed up late, and you got a lovely bedtime story, didn't you? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and you're going to be a good little boy and fall asleep for me, won't you? That's right. 10. Little boys, go to sleep. 9. As they listen so very well. 8. They just listen very deeply. 7, and they dream of adventures. 6, relaxing so deeply. 5, just letting everything go. 4, no need to think anymore. 3, hush now, little boy. 2, just relax. And 1, sleep. A good little boy. Drop and sleep. And relax. You don't have to think.